Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And I was just thinking, we were talking, Hannah's in here, her brother Jared is the engineer, and we were just talking about in our own lives and the decisions that we make because he led us to do so and how they can affect other people. Now, I have just finished doing a year's study, in-depth study, on the book of Revelation. And we did a recent seminar on that book of Revelation. And in understanding the book of Revelation, you have to rightly divide it. You have to know which group of people he's talking to. There are three groups of peoples: the Jews, the nations, and the church. Well, you know how I found out about that? The voice of the Holy Spirit. I was working for Kenneth E. Hagin. I was editing books. I edited at that time books, edited the Word of Faith, and got out lessons. And I would take home, I was a wife and mother, lived in Collinsville, Oklahoma. No place to eat in that town. Oh, a hamburger stand that was really good, but we didn't think about going out. We ate at home. We had a round oak table. And every evening when I would come home from working with Kenneth Hagin Ministries, my kids would usually be out practicing sports or something, and Kent would get in a little bit later. And so I started there in my house. I'd throw in the dirty clothes, and that was the washroom was off to my left, and I'd stand at the sink and peel potatoes, and I would put up a little cassette player in the ledge above the sink and play what Brother Hagin taught the Rhema class that day. For one thing, I wanted to know. I was hungry, hungry for God. But then also I was looking for something to put into a Word of Faith or some lesson. And so this day, Brother Hagin said, "Today I'm going to teach you on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Do you know why what Jesus said on the subject differs from what Paul said in the book of, in the letters?" I dropped that paring knife. I said, "Well, it shocked me that Jesus and Paul wouldn't agree." And Brother Hagin said, "It's because they were speaking to two different groups of peoples. Jesus was speaking to Jews living under the old covenant still. And Paul was writing to Christians in the letters, living under the new covenant with only one law, the law of love." And he said, "You know, in rightly dividing the scriptures, you must always find out who's doing the talking and who they're talking to. There are three groups of peoples that a scripture can be addressed to or be about." And he turned to 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 31. And in 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 31, it tells to the church, that's one of the letters to the church, and it tells to the church, "Give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles," that means nations, "nor to the church of God." And he said, there are three groups of peoples. In the Old Testament, just the two, the Jews and the Gentiles, the Jews and the nations. But in the New Testament, one new man. Any Jew, any Gentile can be born again, and then he is a brand new species that never was before and has inside him God living in his spirit to lead him and guide him. And so he had just read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32, "Give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God." And at that time I heard the voice. Now, this was the authoritative voice of the Holy Spirit. It was something that I wouldn't have thought of with my head. And it said, I can still remember the voice inflection. "If you will remember that verse of Scripture, it will keep your end time doctrine straight." Oh, I knew I'd heard God. I didn't even know I needed an end time doctrine. I mean, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I have this job, I'm thinking about getting the Word of Faith out. I'm thinking about getting the rent paid. If you would have told me that you'd have property in Israel and one day you will be having a school there, oh my goodness. But the Holy Ghost, the Lord knows your future better than you know your past. And that step that I needed right that day was learning to rightly divide the Word of God. Now just think of it. The book of Revelation just scares people. And there's lots of, I got a lot of emails and I was reading them recently and it said, confusion turned into understanding. And much of the confusion has to do with not knowing which person it was talking to, which group. Some is talking to the Jews, some's talking to the church, and some's talking to the nations. And so when we went through the book of Revelation, it was easy to see that, for one thing, the church is not appointed to wrath. And so I was thinking about how many people were in that little voice, that little incident of hearing one sentence from God. And then going on and learning from there. Later on, he told me to go to Israel and study Hebrew in the land. But just from that one scripture, it's been easy for me to look through the Word of God and see end time things. And then he lets me be a teacher of that. I wasn't at the time when he said it to me. But I can think of many times when I've heard the authoritative voice of the Spirit. And then sometimes it's just like you're led along like by a string. It's like you're walking along and God is up in heaven and he has you attached to a rope. And it's just like to me. Now this is to me. I'm talking to me. It's like he's pulling that rope and you just follow that. And in following that, it's peaceful. But if you get a yank on the yoke, on the rope, or you get to pull you closer, to pull you on, or give you a voice, or if you get a stop, like you were talking about yesterday, Hannah, the Lord wanted you to stop that. But he really literally spoke to you. Yes. He spoke to you in your spirit and told you not to go on. And then you have seen how that worked out. To the advantage of the other person, and to the advantage of you.
Right.
So, with you, Hannah. Now, Terry was talking about. I was in a hungry position listening to God. Chip talks about how I kept that tape recorder going at a loud listen all the time to Brother Hagin, and I was so hungry for God and so wanting to hear from Him. And Terry had to get into that place. He explained that. You should listen to Tuesday and Wednesday on the archives. Now, Hannah, you've had a pretty close walk with God since you were a little bitty girl. So you were more in a place, when you say, to hear him. You kind of walk that way, don't you?
Yes. I remember when I was younger, I don't know, probably 6 or 7, I'd just be laying in my bed, and before I would go to sleep at night, and I would just, I would just talk to the Lord. I mean, not for a long time, but I just wanted to build a relationship with him, as my Father, as my Heavenly Father. And I remember telling him that. I remember telling him.
When you were 6 or 7?
Yeah, I remember telling him that whatever he wanted me to do, that I would do it. And I remember you're little, so you... But now that I know, I knew, I just felt his peace in me. And, I could tell it made him happy that I said that. And I haven't forgotten that. So he's held me to that till this day, because I've said that, that I would do what he wanted me to do. But I think it's important just seeing other people in my life, close friends, or just, observing, especially young people or young adults, that... if they get in a situation and the enemy will try to come against them, if they're married or just in their life because of the decision they made, they think that that's not God, or because of this happening that I didn't hear right. But it's like, whatever we do, thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
But that doesn't mean everything's going to go 100% perfect. Mm-hmm. But when you hear God, you have his peace, and you have his, and you know that he's given you his word in that season or whatever decision you make, that regardless of what happens, and you always overcome with the blood of Jesus, but that doesn't mean it's God saying that you didn't do the right decision because this is happening. And of course, if you don't make the right decision, but you just don't base it on, you base it on the word, you base it on his word.
Oh, he can heal and fix up wrong decisions.
Yes.
Now, for instance, I knew of a case where there was a Rhema graduate and another city far away from Tulsa, and he started going around with a singing group. He was a part of the ministerial staff, not the main preacher. And then he decided, and she decided, that they got the wrong mates, and that he should have gotten this other girl, and she should have gotten, and so he was going to get a divorce. They did end up getting divorced, but that's not the right thing to do. And probably the devil anyway coming along and tell them, oh, you made this wrong mistake. No, he's not going to lead you to divorce. And his wife that he had was a very dedicated, loving person. And when they married, you know, the devil will come along and say, oh, you made the wrong choice. You did the wrong thing. No, you put that all under the blood. What if you did make the wrong choice? You put that all under the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you dedicate yourselves to walk in love and ask him to fix it. And he can fix it. He will forgive you, and he will take you on from that point on. And then from that point on, you have him in all your decisions, all your walks, all your things, all the ways that you're going to go. And it's not like, oh, no, we can't straighten this out. Of course, you don't want to get out there and get so many things that you want to do your very best to hear the Lord.
Yeah,
it's the very best. He'll help you with your investments. He'll help you with knowing what to do. I can remember one time I got this leading. I was just started work for Brother Hagin. I wasn't that great at hearing from God. And we had these two, like it was in the, Jerry, you'll understand this. It was olden days. We had an instrument as big as a refrigerator, and it was a Justariter. We had one big, huge thing for size 10 type, and one huge 11, I believe it was, and the other one for size 8, and those were the only two sizes we had, and they were huge. And I not only edited the Word of Faith, I had to get it typed up on the Justariters. And the man who fixed the Justariters lived in Oklahoma City, and we had a deadline to meet, and I could not get that Justariter to work. And I went home that night, and somebody called me with a really urgent prayer request, and I was down in our parlor. I was knelt down in front of that couch, you know, that I've got that old Victorian type couch. And I knelt down in front of that, and I was praying for this girl who was sick. And I heard this voice, "You have the ribbon in upside down." Oh, I knew it was the Lord. I wasn't even praying about that, but I got in a place where I could hear God, like Terry. I got in a place where I could hear God. I was praying. I got up there the other next morning. I turned the ribbon. It worked with the ribbons up, and it worked perfectly. You see, he's always ready there to hear you. For you, he's always there to guide you. He could have told me that 2 days before when I was fretting and couldn't get it fixed and couldn't get the man to come down. But that was when I got in a position to hear God. So the important thing is you stay in a position where you can hear God. You're communing with him. You're hearing from him. That's what Terry did. That's what I did when I found out about the ribbon. And that's what you walk in that. And we are attempting to walk in that now. We're offering you this book this week, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. It goes into such detail. You need this. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 and request Brother Hagin's book, Being Led by the Spirit, for $10 plus mailing. Shalom, shalom.